Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The first law of heaven is order. Many of we spiritual people that go from meeting to meeting looking for strange experiences, we just want God to show up. God doesn't show up if there's disorderliness. So you have to understand, before you start singing and rolling on the floor, that the first law of heaven is what? Is what? Exactly. So some people think they are spiritual because they are spontaneous. You are not spiritual because you are spontaneous. If you come to church and sing for 3 hours, it doesn't mean you are spiritual. Do you understand? And your service is not more spiritual because it's 5 hours. Because all you may do is be singing. You are singing and talking and talking, talking forever. And nobody is listening to anything. Always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And your service is 1.5 hours. Because you are in Lagos, does not mean you are also not spiritual. Alright? Are you together now? Alright. So let's look at Luke chapter 22. I'm saying this because there's something we know as, in the spiritual realm, there's something we know as pseudo-spirituality. Do you know what the word pseudo means? Fake. False. Something that looks like spirituality, but it mirrors the original. For instance, somebody say, oh, because I'm a prayer warrior, I can't play with my wife. I can't go out and have fun. It's fake spirituality. I know there's that subtle temptation that when you begin to enter into certain realms with God, you're always praying, you're fasting, you begin to lose touch with earthly reality. But to justify it as the reason why you cannot take your wife out is fake spirituality. Are you with me now? Come on, are you here? So there are so many things you see. Like somebody wants to prophesy, then he shuts one eye so that he looks like he's very spiritual. Or like in my former church, you shake and vibrate and roll as a sign to show that the spirit is moving you. No. If the spirit is moving, the first thing is that it will make you stable. Come on, are you here now? The church is quiet. Are you here? I say it will make you stable because the spirit of the prophet is what? So if you say, Pastor, I could not control myself. You're a spiritual baby. You should write that down. Are you with me? I said the spirit will not give you any download that is stronger than your capacity to handle. So it's either you have chosen not to respond to that move of the spirit by staying on top of it, or you have chosen to be spiritually reckless. I've been in meetings and I knew when God walked out and they were still there falling down and rolling down, rolling on the floor. And if God is no more, I packed my Bible and I walked out too. So the essence of this is that if a member of this church or you've been attending this, I'm not preaching to you. I'm telling you how you can become stable and strong in the spiritual realm so that the currents that are blowing there will not sweep you away. Because the currents there are very strong. Are you with me now? Come on, are you still here? The spiritual realm is a very powerful realm. It's a very diverse and very wealthy realm. It's not the way this our earth works. You can come into your house and know that like somebody has tampered with the atmosphere in my house. Do you understand? You don't know what they did. Maybe you went out and then the person you put in your house, your nanny or somebody who is staying with you, started playing one wayward spirit song. Simply because, and how do you know a song that is of a wayward spirit? Everybody goes with it. Even those who say they are spiritual, they are dancing to it in their bedroom when they are alone. Those are wayward spirits. The spirits that makes you respond in a way that if God was standing in front of you, you cannot do it. Are you here now? Church is quiet too. Okay. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes. You people like that one. You are going forward. I say you are going forward. Amen. Maybe I should bless you people. You see, the anointing that we have now, you have to be talking. You know? Talking to me helps me respond. Are you with me? Uh-huh. So, if you are still sleeping, waking up, you just wake up now as I'm speaking. Luke 22. Check verse 31. Now, I want to see something here. A lot of people are going about looking for supernatural experiences that don't exist. You don't have any business in any... I mean... I went to one meeting on the island. And everybody was... I went to a meeting. And everybody was... For like 30 minutes, I was asking myself if I was in Nigeria. Everything looked perfect. Everybody was greeting each other in tongues. You know... When I got there, nobody knew, so I wanted to register. Then somebody saw me and was like, Pastor, yeah, what are you doing? I don't know a lady from anywhere. Apparently, she had come to this church when church first started. I'm so person's cousin. Was talking, I said, what's my name? I gave them my name, my email, and I told them, don't send me any message. Don't disturb my life. I'm already getting MTN messages. I don't know what to do with them. So I just chatted. It was when they saw the way the lady, the head of the team was dressed. They now wanted to. I beg. I didn't come here to sit in front. I came to. The person preaching now is the person that made me come. So there's something Yoruba people call bekun bekun. I don't know how to explain that. It's like when you have eaten, you are now about to start. You are looking for trouble now. When you have eaten, you are full. You are now asking your neighbor or in the other compound, why is that you are not making it in life? You are asking your neighbor that is angry at the country, at the government, why he's not making it. Then maybe he will visit his vengeance on you first. Because you are even campaigning for the ruling party. So he will visit his vengeance. Someone that has not eaten, think of what his family eats. You say, but why so? Didn't you go to school? Well, okay. That trouble you are looking for, you are going to get it. And both of you are prayer warriors. It's called Bekun Bekun. So I need to come here and explain about those. Because sometimes I walk into the midst of prophets. And they are all speaking to themselves in very high language. And I'm just smiling. I'm smiling. You know why? Because they know that I'm a prophet. But I speak like a regular guy. I don't have to act like I'm spiritual. Because these are the things that make men stumble in the spirit realm. When you already give yourself a status. When you deny your humanity that God gave you. It becomes impossible for God to bless you with divinity. The divine life must rest on your human life. That is why even though Moses laid his hands upon Joshua, but they didn't manifest or operate the same way. There is that sense in which you must not lose your humanity simply because you said you got an anointing. Yes, people may see you and say, okay, this person looks like someone that Pastor Winger. Yeah, there may be, but you still have your uniqueness. Tell your neighbor, don't lose your uniqueness. Please, let me preach to your neighbor. Don't lose your uniqueness. God loves you that way. If you are light-skinned, seek not to be dark-skinned. And if you are dark-skinned, don't stone. Now, some people are not here now. They need to hear this message. Because at the end of the day, it go cast. Yes. Keep toning that skin. You understand? But we know who you are. We know you are not even dark. You are black. Keep toning it. You know we are saying now. People think when we are preaching that we are giving. I'm not giving advice. I'm telling you the word of the Lord. I'm not telling you motivation. I'm telling you the word. I don't know who needs to hear this. If you are doing it, go and stop it. So they say, Pastor, I don't know. They say skin cancer. Don't call my number. Because when you are toning that thing. Oh God. So this is a rebuke. Tell your neighbor if you are doing it. Go and stop immediately. Toning rubbish. Who cares about her? Who cares about your skin color? What do you have in your head? Are you here? What do you have in your head? If you like, as a man, fry your hair till everything burns off and you become bald-headed. It will not make you rich. Being bald-headed will not make you rich. Do you understand what I'm saying? In those days, when I was growing up, bald-headed people were very, very rich people. They were the MDs of banks and oil and gas. If you don't have money, don't have money. If you like, scrape. People are just pursuing unnecessary things and thinking, or you're addressing a particular issue, so people will think you are spiritual. I'm following the money. I don't care. If I don't have business with you, I walk away. I'm following the money. If it's either we have a spiritual agreement or a financial agreement, I don't care. And with the same thing, we come down and look down people, even in the house of God, because they are wearing the same shirt every Sunday. It never occurred to you to bless them. Because you don't know that there's a direct correlation. You see, the spiritual and natural, they are like two sides of a coin. Come on, are you here now? You are trying to get into the spiritual realm. Don't worry, leave that one. Let's start from here. So I said, Pastor, I had a dream. I was wearing Nigerian police uniform. I said, you are part of them. It's just that you have not started collecting money on the express, but you are part of them. Come on, are you here now? Luke chapter 22. I want us to look at this. What was Jesus saying here? Verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. Next verse. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith does what? So the requirement for the redemption of Peter was what? His faith. That his faith fails not. Please listen to me. Even if you are in your territory, are you with me now? If you are in your territory, Satan can come against you. Huh? Have you seen area boys when they come to your territory and they are trying to misbehave and they are asking for money? Or on Christmas Day, if you live in some areas, they will block the road on the street and be soliciting for money. Are you Nigeria? Okay. So, because some of you are in Canada now, but your body is here. We are together, don't worry. Two of us, we are together. In fact, I'm talking to you now, I'm in Ontario. But they do it in my area. You just say they cordon off the street. Big men who asking for money. If you are not strong, your own money, you will find yourself giving them. So I realized that even on my territory, Satan can begin to brag and become so offensive and terrifying. And that if I say, leave my compound, they will not respond until I insist. You insist. Whether you are drunk or sober, I give you 20 minutes, you are leaving this place. Then they will make noise. All those boys, they call themselves. They began to say, who are you? I will show you who I am. But as they were doing, they were picking their bags. One. Until you are left alone in the building. I'm telling you, because some of what happens is that you try to pray and address certain things. And you met with resistance. And you panicked and you moved back. Any ground you step away from, Satan will feel it. Now, you are not only fighting for the other space, you have now lost extra space. So now, you see, the Bible says, do not give a foothold. A foot. It didn't say give him a, it said do not give him a foothold. If you give him, once one leg comes in, that's all he needs. So, tell your neighbor, you have to hold your ground. You have to hold your ground. It's not joke, because I'm telling you, when they begin to manifest and begin to brag, you may feel threatened because you are alone. Are you with me? You feel threatened. Like, why am I going through all of this? And you may find yourself almost wanting to, like, let's be wise. Huh? We'll get this thing another day. But any territory that you succumb to Satan in your life, in your family, you will now need to fight for that space again. But what was the requirement in the case of this brother? Peter, he said, I prayed for you. Not that you will not go through the problem. Are you here? Not that you will not go through the problem, but that your faith does what? Fail not. The currency in the realm of spirit is faith. The faith is your fuel. Is your gas. It's what your car will run by. If you have no gas in that vehicle, it doesn't matter how much tongues you have. There's nothing to pass. You want to believe, but as you are saying, Father, I believe, everything is coming before your face. And you begin to panic. All of a sudden, you notice you are alone. This was the assistant pastor of the church, Brother Peter. So don't even begin to think, oh, it's those people who are just new believers in Christ. And it can happen to you. Are you with me? There are men of God that I know, the ones you people always go and watch on YouTube. Huh? I won't mention their name. We know access and we talk. They will never admit to you that they have problems. One of them, you know, I just believe that, look, as men of God, we need to also be open a bit about our challenges so that people can know that this man of God is still a man. Come on, are you here? The man of God, if he does not eat, he will die. Are you still here? Huh? If I didn't have my bath before coming this morning, and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you just, it's the odor. It's not the Holy Spirit moving that person. The person is perceiving odor. It's not, bro. It's not the Holy Spirit moving that person. The person, you know, you know when you dress well and use a nice perfume, you can almost tell every other body odor around you. Okay, some of you are not using perfume, so you don't know. Who understands what I'm saying? When you have a very good perfume, the moment three other ladies come in, if some of you are so good, you can tell which perfume they are all using. Because you've used it before. So this one is a man. This one is a lady white. This one is lady pink. But your own is that one from Paris or something. So you can almost tell. Then the one that is, you know, odociferous. Say God bless you. Just this is not the time to be fighting. Just move away. Are you with me? So there's a spiritual aroma that everyone carries. You have an aura spiritually. So Satan came to the court of heaven and requested, I hope you are listening to me this one, that he needs this man because he's not capable. One of the strategies Satan uses against people in the heavenlies is to discredit them. Father, you told her that she should not leave this place. She should trust you. And she has moved. She has left Lagos and gone to Abuja. She's not worthy. Hand her over. But what Satan fails to realize is that God's relationship with you is not based on what you did and what you did not do. It's based on your primary faith in Jesus, which is actually for your own benefit. Huh? When a man is a child of God but disobeys God, what he has done is that he has put himself in one class permanently. But he's still God's child. Come on, are you here? Hello, are you still here? So if you fornicate today, say, Father, you start crying. I'm sorry. God forgive me. Then God forgives you. Then next week, you went to Vivian's place again. Same thing happened. Say, God, when will I get over this thing? Then you ask forgiveness again. God forgives you. Then next year, you went to Cassandra's place. One thing led to the other. You ask forgiveness. So now, they've known you that you're a serial offender. It's not a one-time offense. You are a serial. They don't need to look too far to see the debit alert in your spiritual account. So they will just say, okay, the basic lessons required for class 2 has not been learned, which is righteousness and holiness. Keep him, let him be speaking in tongues of angels, but let him remain in class 2. So you may be wearing a very powerful suit and you greet people in tongues. When I say good morning, I say, Shanda. Then I answer you in tongues. Then you now get it. You are speaking tongues to me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, we are spiritual men. But Satan is looking at us and is laughing because both of us were in class 2. You are not spiritual because you do all those gymnastics. Are you here? Believe me, I can tell you. Because those are some of the rubbish God took away from me. Say, be yourself. I want to speak to you, I will speak. It's not when you now squint your eye. Maybe we ask God's power to lead prayer. When God's power is done, they say, bro, Gwinga, it's your turn. You are just wasting your time. If you have anything to say, say it. And it's not the way you walk that makes God know how the spirit is. You know, the spirit's not moving. You just chose to bend your legs. It doesn't mean nothing. So stay away from rubbish. Tell your neighbor, stay away from rubbish. Okay, let me rephrase. Tell your neighbor, stay away from unnecessary things. It will weaken you spiritually, I'm telling you. Do you understand? Yeah. Somebody has been freed already this morning. That is because of you can't laugh again. I'm very spiritual. If Jesus didn't know how to laugh, how many children would stay with him? He was only angry at the Pharisees. So how do you think Jesus was paying those children? How are you? Yeah. Did you attend Bible study? I did. They say you should be coming. I know you're always coming later. Bobby, I miss you. Where's your mommy? Carry the one with jump here. Peter was offended. Peter was offended. Man of God, see, we want to have a meeting with you. We really don't. Yeah, we appreciate you, but see the way the children, they made a mess of everyone. You say, except you become like one of these children, you cannot even become as I am. These children, they are the standard. You see the way many of us are like Peter. You are already offended. That's why you cannot worship God. You worship God as like an educated man. Meanwhile, when you get to heaven, they will not ask you your highest degree. I say when you get to heaven, nobody asks, which university? They may even think you went to Polytechnic and college. Meanwhile, you have PhD. Keep killing yourself. Say, are you Mr.? I am Doctor. He said, I've prayed for you that your faith fails not. And when you are converted, when you are restored, what do I want you to do? Strengthen your brethren. That means that the salvation of so many other people were tied to Peter. Jesus did not need to go after all of them. All he needed was to find Peter. Don't forget, Jesus did not say the trial will not happen. But fast forward into the future, did Peter's faith fail him? Hello? Because some of you are accusing God. I mean, Jesus prayed though. Jesus said, I prayed for you. Yet, Peter struggled. Do you know that by the time that they got to the waters and he was fishing, he was not catching anything. The same condition Jesus found him when he called him to ministry. Come on, are you here now? The same condition, dryness. Spirit. He was in the midst of water, but he was dry. You have to plot the graph. 15 East Meridian. Okay. You are back here. So you can come back. All his former colleagues. So he can come back. He said, the shop is still here. We just shut it for some time. You can come back. You went with that man. You are enjoying. Now you are. He said, he's dead. You just pay association due and continue your business. If God had not mercifully allowed him not to catch anything, Peter would have been lost forever. I say some of those things you are praying. God is the one who. Because if God allows that thing to click, you are lost. You don't know you are lost. But God has seen the future. Yeah, so God always speaks from the future. When he says no, he's saying it from the posture of the future. Because you are only thinking about, I'm going to get that thing now. God is saying this one will be lost. People stronger than you have been lost. People with greater prayer life went and they didn't come back. I said you are not traveling. Stay here. Let me bring the nations to you. Come on now. I said, let me bring the nations to you. Peter went to fish with all the mathematics, spiritual mathematics, everything. He toiled all nothing. By the time Jesus was standing by the waters, do you know that he had become spiritually blind? Peter didn't know it was Jesus. See, every step, with every level of human wisdom you are pushing is affecting your sight and your hearing. You will not be perceiving God accurately again. You, before now, maybe God always ministers to you in your heart. You just notice, like, things are not really jiving. It's like you are even lucky when you hear God. Do you know, who has had that feeling? Like, for a long time, you didn't even hear his voice. You didn't, then he just came like breeze, as if he was passing, and you pick something. It's just like when you are using your transistor radio, and you are just lucky, you just trap one signal, but it's not very clear. In those days, some of you don't know, I've never used a transistor radio. I bought one, because that's what we could afford. You'll be tracing the signal like this. You are looking for where the strongest signal in the room. So it's not like, oh, we have MTN network. No, you have to trace it all. It's one thing to have the radio, it's another thing to get the best audio signal. So you have to be looking around. Ah, BBC is clear here. Like my dad, early morning, Voice of America, radio, English and Hausa, then we're in the north. You know, so my dad will be, I said, what is he listening to early momo? Just put on that VOA or is it BBC or AM. Some of you don't even know we are doing AM before. You know, we just be listening. Talking about Nigeria's matter, we are still on that matter. All the people that spoke during that view, they are dead now. But we are still on the Nigeria's matter, no way forward. Do you know that, my brother, when Jesus waved to them, it was John that recognized him. The one who loved him. Your sight is strengthened in love. Not only in prayer, your spiritual sight is strengthened in the love of God. It was John, the one who used to put his head on his shoulder, on his chest, that say, hey, Peter, that's Jesus. The moment he saw him, Peter ran into the water like as if he was the one that first discovered. You are a sinner, we know you. By the time he got to the water, what did he see Jesus with? Fish. The thing he was struggling for all night. The thing like, we have to make two ends meet. We have to jam on, we have to jackpot, we have to do all the ja. And all those things he was doing, he met Jesus already frying the fish. I just say, come and eat. I know you like food. You can't fast. The other day, I took you to go and pray with me on the mountain. You slept. See your life now. You cannot pray. You can't even see vision again. Come and eat. Say, this is food you want. Come and eat. Say, serve him second round. He's hungry. Say, do you want more? Okay, add minerals. Okay, give it. No, bring more. Peter was eating. Jesus was watching him. Excuse me. When Peter went to that water to fish, what was he expecting to find in the waters? Fish. Huh? That he can sell and that he can eat. Right? Now, he was eating. Jesus never said a comment. He never made a comment. Allowed him eat first round, second round. Then when they finished, say, follow me. Then they stopped. Lovest me more than this. What was he referring to? More than this fish. As your love life, you've been with me for 3.5 years. I want to ask one question now. This is a make or break. Peter, if at any point in your journey, you realize that there was nothing in this thing for you. If at any point in your journey, you suddenly realize that you will not be great like your friends who were in the bank, will you turn back again? Those are the questions. People just like quoting King James. Read it in your Yoruba language or your Hausa Bible. Peter loves me more than this. What are those this? The fish. The hope of a good life. The hope of your daily bread. If I tell you that my brother, I want to use you, but you will not be a millionaire, can you take it? If I choose that you will die on a cross, can you take it? Peter still did not understand. He said, Lord, you know that I love you. The fact that Jesus was asking a second time was pointing to a reality that you've not gotten it. You are telling me what I want to hear, but you don't even understand the question. 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't mean you understand how it came to be. Because 2 + 2 can also be 22, depending on how you look at it. Just remove the plus sign. Peter asked him again. And many times we as believers, spiritual people, we think that because we have what it takes to give God an answer, that we know what we're doing. Go and ask Ezekiel. When they asked him, can this boat live again? He said, Baba, now you know. Many of us believers, we are spiritual rascals. You think that God is asking you a question because he doesn't know. And you want to prove that you are matured, so you want to answer. If God is asking you a question, you should go on your knees and say, Father, I trust in your wisdom. Hey, did you hear me? I said the Lord asks you a question. You should not be quick to answer. You should go on your knees and say, Father, I trust in your wisdom. He's called the Ancient of Days. They don't count years for him. They count days. That's how old he is. Huh? That's how old. When the angels look into his face today, they see somebody, they look in, he has, his depth of holiness has increased again. He never changes. That's why they say, ah, holy, holy, holy. They come again, ah, because they are dimensions, various dimensions of his person. They look at, ah, the Bible says they cried. They didn't say. They cried. The depth of that fire coming from the throne, the revelation of person. We have been with him for all these zillion years. We've never seen this dimension. They respond in a new way. The worship is authentic because they have seen something. Come on now. The worship is what? It's authentic because they are seeing something. It's not keyboard modulated worship. Come on, are you here now? Are you still here? You need to trust God to help you learn how to worship without all these accessories. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about spiritual. Then Jesus asked him a third time, Peter, lovest thou me? The Bible said, Peter was offended. Look at it. John 21, is this verse, what verse is this? Is this 17? He said, Peter was grieved because the Lord said, so it was now looking like maybe Jesus didn't trust him. Come on, are you here? It was now looking like Jesus didn't trust him. Huh? The way many of us can come to church, say Jesus is Lord, but in our heart, we feel God has disappointed us. And God is saying, my relationship with you, get it straight today, will never be about you becoming a millionaire or a billionaire. I'm your father. You are my son. I will provide for you as I see fit. It has nothing to do with what you are looking for. No, this and no peace. Hello, are you still here? The relationship you have with God, he is your father, you are his daughter. He will supply all your needs according to his riches, his provision in the heavenly places, not according to your greed. So if you pray for something and God will leave it there, go and do other things. Don't hold his belt. You may be thrown out like Lucifer, and they may create your own air fire for you and put you there. Satan say, ah, they don't push me. I beg, me, I sit there, I imagine, I hold my side. You just go the other side. Create your, find firewood also. Create your own fire there. And be, I beg. See, the one who happened to me, I never recover. The person who advised himself, I know, see, I don't run. Now, me, they here, now, they suffer. They call me Satan. My name is Lucifer, no, be Satan. I say, no, nah, you are Satan. Go there. There's space. Go to Saturn or Venus. Create your own fire there and be happy. Anybody where if he pack, make the pack them. Me, I dare you, just leave me. I know one wala. The last time I hold in bed, I never recover. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? So don't if you are doing something that is wrong and God is not talking about it, you should be afraid. Hello? I say you should be what? That God is not even talking. I say, ah, you fornicated, or you are not coming to church, or you are say you are not happy with God, and God did not call you. You better carry yourself and come back. Just pack your bag, come and be sleeping in church. You went for 3 weeks, and God did not see anything. My brother, don't worry. Just pack your bag, come back, because you are not missed. You are not missed in heaven and on earth. People are angry. At their boss. Their boss shouted on them. They were angry. They still came to work the next day. Pastor rebuked them on Sunday. They said they are angry. They are not. May I know you'll soon be in trouble. So no problem. Just, the last guy who did it has not recovered. It's not anything. I'm just saying it so that as believers, we must be known to be responsible spiritually. God is not your herbalist. It's not an herbalist you come to when you have a problem. He's your father. No relationship, no gain. Some of us, I wasn't in that category. Some of us, when you became hit 17 years 18, your father gave you a car. A small car is a birthday gift. You started driving to school. And people were hailing you as big boy. But it was a birthday gift. You didn't pay for it. But your dad had looked at you. Some of these people, they were even the second and third child. The first child was not giving anything because they knew he's a reckless person. He will kill everybody. So they just say, okay, this one looks calm. Adam, this is your birthday gift. The first and second child could not raise their voice because they know why they didn't give them anything. You can't shout. Between me and you, we know why Baba no give you car. Huh? Baba can trust Adams. He gave him a car as a gift. This one, he bought him wristwatch. This one, bought him, say, you like Titri 10, Nokia Titri 10. Take Nokia Titri 10. Be doing WhatsApp there. So it's not a matter of, hey, I've been praying. God will look at you. He will assess you. God is not a machine. He's a person. He will look at you. Just the same way people ask you for things and you know you can't give them because of who they are. Do you understand what I'm saying? God also weighs the heart of men. In case you think you can just come and roll on the floor and confuse him. You are the one drinking shekpe. God is not moved. God is not moved by, he's not moved by all those gymnastics. If you cannot do it simply because you are worshipping him, you cannot, I'm twisting to get anything. Come and take it now. Shebi, you know the way to heaven. Come and take it. People are smoking Igbo and thinking that that they can twist God. The word Satan in that, give me that scripture again. In what was that scripture? In Luke 22. The word Satan there, Luke 22 verse 31. He said that word Satan there is translated the word Satanas. Let me tell you what that name means. Number one, it means adversary. Satanas. Satanas has desired. The word Satan means an adversary. One who opposes another in purpose. He does it deliberately. He doesn't come after you like an afterthought. Before he comes for you, he has been planning his move. Sometimes you just wake up, notice all hell is breaking loose in your life. It wasn't that day. They've been planning it. Don't let anybody deceive and say, I didn't mean to hurt you. You meant to hurt me. You meant to. Come on now. I say you meant to hurt me. See, I'm so sorry. There's a way. Oh God. Let me just. You see, we have very smart ways of. I don't want to use the word foolish. But a lot of us have very smart ways of being reckless. You have done something that is wrong. Come out and say, from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry. You are not going to say, I didn't know it to be like that. Ah. Say, I didn't know it was going to come off like that. What does it matter how it came off? Okay, we've heard that one. You've not apologized. You are explaining. A lot of us we explain. Have you gone on Chinese television and see how people explain about the Nigerian economy? We have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, but we are still here. We are still here. Somebody said Nigerians don't hate corruption. They only want the corruption to be happening in their own family. Nigerians don't hate corruption. We don't hate it. So before you just know that whoever becomes the leader next year is a reflection of who we are. And don't open your mouth and pray against anybody. Once they bring their orisha to Aso Rock, don't open your mouth and say, Pastor, we need to be praying for the constellation. I'm not there. I'll be going from Canada to Antarctica to just enjoy myself. I'm not joking. If you think the next time you have an opportunity to fly, even if it's from here to Abuja, when you get to 27,000, try praying. You will see the freedom in that. Please, who has an idea? I don't know. Something looks like I'm lying. Who has ever prayed? You traveled, you are on air, and you prayed from the top. Please, raise your hand. I need to know if it's just me. Have you tried praying? Did you notice? As if they asked, it was direct Wi-Fi. Eh? There was clarity. The demons are below you. Amen. You are still in Nigeria, but you have gone above principalities and power. The word Satan has, it's an adversary. An adversary. An enemy. One who opposes you deliberately. So don't let anybody deceive you and say, I didn't mean to hurt you. You have hurt me. Can you say sorry? My professor in psychology, counseling psychology or something, say, somebody should tell me sorry, I'm angry. I say, all of us say, sorry, ma. 30 years old professor, but she still wants us to tell her sorry. One day I sat in the class, I just did like this. You know, in the corporate world, when your boy is talking to you and you do like this, it has a meaning. Some of you don't know. You don't know why you're having a problem in your office. I'm telling you now. Eh? When your boss is talking to you and you do like this, even if you are nodding your head, this means resistance. You are opposing what they are saying. Body language is everything. Don't bring your prayer warrior spirit into a board meeting. Say, this is how I pray. You are going to be in trouble. Because if you are a prayer warrior like myself, I already know which spirit is working in you. Michael, so we are going to be... If I'm talking, I expect you to write. I don't want to repeat myself. That's why there are people I talk to, I don't talk to them again. Because I always have to repeat. The ones I talk to and I notice you are not right, I just... This is not a serious person. Carry your prayer warrior spirit, came to boardroom, and you created problems. Fought. You still fought in the board meeting. Anytime you speak, there's always agitation and conflict. Adversary. You may be a child of God, but you are an adversary. Number two, the word Satan there means the prince of evil spirits. The prince. Omoba. The prince of evil spirits. Number three, Satanas means someone that incites apostasy from God. Oh my God. Do you know what apostasy is? Huh? Falsehood. Huh? Do you know what apostasy is? Some people don't know. You know, sometimes you think you know a word until they ask you in the exam. Apostasy means the abandonment of, in the context of what we are talking about, of divine principles. A person suddenly wakes up and says, everything is not about prayer. It's apostasy. Everything is not about the word of God. Any sound Christian must hold the two together. Come on, are you here now? Yes, I said, any sound Christian. And some of you are listening to people telling you that it's not about praying for seven. It's about praying for seven. You are a lazy person. We know you. We have all your names. Huh? Go to Marco D at Apostle Arume's ministry. You will see young guys, young boys praying 7 hours every day. Every day. They are done with WAEC. They are waiting for admission. They go to that hall 7 hours every day. Keep drinking your pepper water and making excuses. You now wonder why, no matter the prayer, it seems that God is just keeping you in the freezer. You must show yourself. Adam must be friendly, must show himself friendly. There's a body posture. There's a way you must arrange yourself. You must have a readiness to battle. When God looks at you, he sees a serious person. They won't just call you and say, we are calling you to keep sleeping. Keep lying to yourself. Go, because I'm always in traffic. Keep doing this, keep doing that. No problem. We know your type. Stay in the freezer. I keep telling you, and I said this thing on Wednesday, if you are always facing spiritual battles, hello, listen to me. So get ready. The realm of dreams. If they are always pursuing your dream, either you are jumping fence, or you are flying over the ocean, or you find yourself in a Bermuda Triangle, or you have fins like fish, and you're always swimming the depth of the ocean, around the Indian Ocean, or the Asian Sea, then you come back to Nigeria around 5 a.m. Listen to me. Those people in the WhatsApp group need to hear me now. And you're always going like that regularly. I don't want to say you are possessed, but hear me. You are not possessed, but hear me. If you have been swimming up and down, bathing in river, some of you is only, you are not even qualified to bathe in ocean, it's swimming pool they gave you. You have been bathing in a swimming pool. Now hear me. Hear me now. I want to help you. If you have been praying against that thing and it's not going, don't pray about it again. Please hear me. I'm not suggesting, I'm telling you what will happen, what you need to do. If you are having those experiences, or you know people who are always having those experiences, and you pray for them once or twice, and that thing does not abate, don't do it again. Start building your spiritual life. That 3 hours you are using to bind Mami Water spirit, leave Mami Water alone. We are all colleagues. In the when we go for the Sons of God meeting in the Court of Heaven, everybody will be there. No problem. Then you can go and report that, Baba, this Mami Water, they always come my dream. Oh, man, I want them. So, but before we give you visa to come, start building what? Start building your spirit. Become strong. By the time you become very strong, they won't be able to resist your authority. People are praying 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours because of Mami Water spirit. You don't need that one. That alone shows that you are weak. In my father's house, my great grandfather, they were the ones carrying masquerade for the village. Do I look like masquerade? They said my friends come and take over the chieftaincy thing. My father said, I cannot take a chieftaincy title in the world and also take a chieftaincy title in the church. My dad had in the church. So my father said he can't combine the two. Which was, even at his level of ignorance, he was smart. You understand? He knew that you can't combine the two. It doesn't matter. All of us, we are Anglican. It doesn't matter. My father said he cannot combine. And he paid for it. He paid dearly for it. That statement, my father paid dearly for it. Because they came after him. What did I say? I say if you are always finding yourself being assaulted in your dreams, don't waste time. Go and build your what? Spiritual capacity, your spiritual life. Satanas is one that circumvents men by his wiles. The Bible says we should resist the devil. He said because he's always moving about with wiles, strategies. Is Satan is someone that uses strategies to deviate men from the will of God. So when Satan comes, you may not see somebody with a horn. You may see the prince of Bel-Air. You may be meeting with one fine boy, just nice haircut and fine beard, and he's sitting beside you in church. But that's Satanas. It's a spirit. The goal of that spirit is to circumvent and pull you away from the will of God. It was this person that attended the meeting in Job chapter 1, not the man with horn. Are you here? I said the man that went and reported Job was this man. The man that had strategy to sack, that he even convinced God to allow him test Job. Are you with me now? So you have to be spiritually smart. So when you decide that you want to be a prayer warrior, you must know why. If you don't know the reason, you will be tired. Come on, are you with me? You have looked at your family, you realize that it is time for you to start a new generation. It's time for you to start a new lineage that is free. You've seen how people with master's degree in your family struggle, they didn't have a job. You've seen people that are just, you've seen it. And then you decide to take a decision. You make a choice. You begin to pray 3 hours, 2 hours every day. Tatla kupa, yitasa ya patola, ralikaba. The moment you remember that it's late and you need to sleep, remember why you came. You need to build your spiritual capacity. So kakabade, kolita, karabadiza, ladabaduzovedia, talikabazadele, kuroto pasha, grab the supply. Stop looking around. There's nothing you're looking for. You've been looking around, nothing up. Close that, shut those eyes. Akadi kaba, releveto, zapa, paduye kati, gagadadi bada, zule kaduza, rabada, dadidra, galubra, kaza. The Bible said, as we pray in spirit, we are being built. Build up yourself. In your most holy faith. What was it that Jesus said will not fail in the life of Peter? Faith! And how do you build your faith? Ka, pra, tu, sha, ta, tole, bazi, kata, ya, tugeba, ta, leka, rabada, duze, vedobra, legama, katuza, te, leka, baradigaza, ba. Because yes, you might have found a level of strength, but what you are trying to push, you need greater strength for it. So while others might be happy where they are, you cannot afford it because you know that what you are pushing here is for generations. Kalibra duzede ragabadea. He said, we pray. He said, he that prayeth in tongues, speaketh mysteries. You pray directly to God as no man understands what you are saying. You begin to push and push and push and push and push. Initially, it will not look like you are getting results. But see, you've seen your family. You've seen the girl you want to marry. You've looked into the future. You've seen your children. They can't fight this battle. They can't fight this battle. They can't fight this battle. The pleasure, the honor you owe them is not to let them fight that battle. So you must stand in the gap as the first intercessor over this new generation. And you begin to pray. You looked as no certificate, no degree, no nothing. You must have fuel in your spirit. Because listen to me, the first thing Satan took away from Peter was not even the ability to love God. It was the ability to pray. Because when Jesus took him to the mountain and said, tarry with me, he slept. Those are the signposts when Satan is about to invade you. The first thing that will be taken away from you is your prayer life. Despite the fact that Jesus warned him. Despite the fact that Jesus said, I have prayed for you. If Jesus said, I have prayed for you, doesn't mean you should sleep. Come on, are you here? So Satan took it. Peter didn't just wake up and run back to the water to start fishing. Your master is fasting and praying. You are eating akara and bread early in the morning. Hey! Tell your neighbor, error. I say, Pastor, hope you are a pastor. I say, don't worry, I'm praying for you. Then I saw you on Instagram and on WhatsApp. This I woke up this morning. Just feeling fly. I feel so blessed. The universe is working for me. The prayer is over. Prayer at it all. God will be helping all of us. We all need prayer. If you tell me, and I'm telling you now, if you tell me to pray for you, you are not going online. This I woke up this morning. Just know that the moment you see that I've seen it, just know that the prayer has ended. You're on your own, though. There's one song like that on your own. It's a very old song. Go and look for it. Hallelujah. These are matters. Because this series is about not just about the spiritual realm, but about the believer. Are you with me? Look at the scripture. You will keep finding strategies on how Satan operates. He really changes those strategies. It came first of all for the altar of Peter. It came first of all. The moment Jesus was killed, Peter went to look for his old sheep. Went back. Bam. Come on, say not me. Time is up. So there's still something to address here, but if the Lord permits, I will start from here, then go into the realm of dreams. But I want you to be angry. For those of you complaining, Pastor, I cannot pray. Pastor, I cannot pray. Pastor, I cannot pray. If you don't find your reason, you will not pray. You will not pray. You will not pray. Just even tell yourself that you have been born again for 7 years now. You've never prayed on your own for 4 hours. Just decide today. Turn off your data. Kela, rabatefedia. Don't lay on your bed and be deceiving yourself that you are connecting with God. You understand? You know you are just learning this prayer thing. You don't want to teach you how to pray. So the first rule is that you cannot stay on your bed. Leave bed for those of us who through use have learned how to discern between good and evil. Don't go and say, I'm talking to God in my mind. My brother, you have gone far. You have gone far. See, you get up and begin to pace. Pace, that's your small room. Start, be pacing. Going and coming back. You know, you need to do 12,000 steps every day. So put your phone, in your pocket. So as you are praying, you are walking. You understand? Listen to me. No matter what Satan is doing against your life, and no matter who is praying for you, if you are lazy, you will not attain. You will not attain to freedom. You didn't hear it. I say no matter who is praying for you, and no matter the divine intention God has for you, if you are lazy. Because prayer is earthly permission for divine intervention. So if you will not arise and pray and light a candle in the spirit and say, Father, we are here. And some of you are going about singing his songs. When you are doing devotion, you ask, is it his song you sing? Talk to me now. Is it not just our Yoruba and village songs we normally sing? You sing his song without keyboard. Song that they use 5 keyboards and 3 acoustic guitars, semi-acoustic and electric guitars. And they have trumpet, 3. You're not telling Michael, I'm not feeling that song. With only one keyboard. You don't even have the kind of keyboard that they use. You say, I'm not feeling it, Michael. You keep on saying, you cannot feel it. Go and be feeling it on YouTube. But when you light your candle, sweet, Father, we are here, Jesus. With your tambourine, ah, yeah. Savior, we are here, we are here. For you see that kind of song, Oman Gbeonruwa, it brings the heavens. They know you are there. That one don't need keyboard. The moment you devil, very soon the heavens will become accustomed to your voice. That 5 a.m. there's a voice we normally hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Register yourself like that. Don't be lazy. You will not matter in the spirit realm if you are lazy. It doesn't matter who is laying hands and leg. Come on, tell your neighbor, I won't be lazy. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm making a decision. Not to be lazy. Rise to your feet. Let's pray. Pray in tongues for 1 minute.